I went to a private Christian school when I was younger, and actually we were really required to do a lot of memorization and recitation. I think I was on stage when I was 4 years old. I did my first play, Christmas play, when I was four. So it just seemed very normal to me to be on stage. And by the time I was in high school, it was just all I really wanted to do, not just to be on stage, but be involved in theatrical productions. And so I actually worked at the Rife Center as a teenager, as a technician, learning about running the lights and the sound. And then when I went to school, I got to learn all of the aspects of putting on a theatrical production, which all of it interests me. My minor is in dance, and so we had to study all of the art forms. So I took tap dance with my classmates, like big classes of 30 kids sometimes. And my teacher kind of singled me out and really encouraged me to pursue this.
Okay.
And so she created independent studies for me and had me be her teaching assistant.
So she saw a gift in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting, right? How those things come out later in life.
Right? Definitely. And that's what I say to my students when they graduate. I always say, I'm so excited for you to discover what you don't know that you love yet. Because we have these ideas when we're young of what we're going to be and what we're going to do. But I don't ever want to stop learning new things.
That is Grand Rapids native Katie Smith. Katie obtained her theater degree with that dance minor from the University of Minnesota Duluth, and she's been actively involved in the Grand Rapids performing arts scene for decades now. She began working as the dance director for the Rife Performing Arts Center in 2001, and for the past year, she has owned and operated Young at Art, a business that offers performance and creative opportunities to kids and adults in and around Grand Rapids.
The reason why I started this business is because I've wanted to do it for so long. And in fact, I've had the name picked out for at least 20 years. And I kept it under wraps. You know, my mom was the only person I told. And it finally was the right time to do it. And I think it's something that's going to help in this community just to nurture kids' interest in the arts, and hopefully it will strengthen other programs. I don't want kids to only be involved in my program. I want kids who are interested in dancing somewhere else to come and see how musical theater can make them a better dancer, or, you know. I've always really loved working with children, and so I kind of knew at a pretty young age that I wanted to direct children's theater. Yeah, it's been a part of me.
What has your work as a performing artist or even as a theater professional taught you about life?
I think problem solving is a major life skill that I have learned from being a part of theater, because things don't always go right, you know? Somebody forgets their line, or they forget to enter the stage when they're supposed to, or your microphone gets left on and you're singing along with Captain Hook while you're in the bathroom when you're playing the part of Wendy in Peter Pan. not that that happened to me, but it did. So, yeah, I mean, things go wrong, and you have to learn to just keep going and figure out how to fix it the best that you can and stay positive. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the best life skill that I have learned from being in theater.
Katie is sharing those important life lessons and art lessons with her students in classes like filmmaking for kids, tap dancing for people of all ages, and theater arts and musical theater for kids looking to amp up their knowledge of all aspects of putting on a play.
Theater arts is kind of my favorite. The kids come in and we play theater games. We do some improvisation, work on recitation, building their voice and building their confidence. And then we work toward doing a performance as well. Last year we did our first performance. We did The Wizard of Oz in collaboration with the Wizard of Oz Festival, which we'll do again this year for the 80th anniversary of the film, which is exciting. But right now, we're about to start a session of theater arts, and we'll be doing games and character building, and the kids will get to learn design aspects and try their hand at drawing a costume design or a set design. But at the same time, we'll be working toward a performance, and the play is called Little Red Riding Hood and the Storybook Mysteries, and it's a play that I wrote probably 10 years ago now. And the fun thing about it is that it is told as though it's a radio show, an old-fashioned radio show. So the cast is kind of broken up into two groups. We have the radio show cast who are doing commercials and telling the weather, those aspects of a radio show, but then they're also sort of narrating, introducing the characters and helping move the story along. And then the other group of the cast will be playing the characters in the story that they're telling.
Oh, fun. Then you wrote this.
I did.
When will this production take place?
It will be in January. It'll probably be around 40 minutes long.
Mm-hmm. Where will it happen?
It might actually take place up in the studio. But this summer, my dad helped me kind of convert my studio into a black box theater space. He like built me a proscenium where the top part of the proscenium is permanent, but the pillars of the side of the proscenium are on wheels and can be moved.
What's a proscenium?
The proscenium is the arch at the front of a theater that separates the audience from the stage.
I am talking with Katie Smith. She is on a mission to share her knowledge and gifts of performing arts with the people of the Grand Rapids area.
Let's talk about tap classes. The theater classes are more primarily for kids, and you're offering tap classes for all ages.
For everybody.
Tell me about your love of tap dancing.
Well, tap dance is, it's funny because it's the form of dance that I started the latest in my life. I had a teacher in college, her name is Anne Bergeron, who just really inspired me and really nurtured my love for tap dancing. And she encouraged me and created opportunities for me to assist student teach and helped me develop my skills in tap and my knowledge in tap dance. And I left school. I mean, I went into school thinking I was going to direct children's theater. I left school thinking I wanted to be a tap dancer. I love to tap dance. And what I discovered after that is that I even love more helping other people to love tap dance. So when people come into class and I see them having fun with it, it's a source of joy that I didn't know that I was going to have in my life because I didn't know about it until much later in my life. But it's you're creating music together and you're dancing together and it's just fun. And I think that everybody can tap dance to some degree. I mean, some people are more naturally gifted in tap dance, but everybody can get something out of these classes. Mm-hmm. And it's a community. It's kind of like jazz musicians. You know, you're creating rhythms together and you're building each other up. And it's just a lot of fun.
To become a dancer, a lot of people think I have to go to a metropolitan area to pursue that. Why did you decide to come back to Grand Rapids?
I love Grand Rapids. I think that for a town this size, the arts community here is just phenomenal. I would say the main draw to bring me back to Grand Rapids was my family being here. But now my parents actually have retired and they live in Texas for half of the year. And I've just built a community of friends and colleagues that I just love to be around. I love the music scene here. I love that we have the Rife Center. They bring in a lot of theater and dance and all kinds of stuff. I think you can find exposure to anything in Grand Rapids. And my love for these things was nurtured here.
Yeah.
And so I want to continue that legacy. You know, I want this next generation of kids to leave here and want to continue creating and continue learning in the arts and supporting the arts.
That is Grand Rapids native Katie Smith. She is passionate about sharing her love and skills in the theater arts. You can find her on her Facebook page, Young at Art, or find her on her website, youngatartmn.com. I'm Katie Carter. You're listening to Area Voices on Northern Community Radio.